Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. We are here as always. Looks like a little new studio because we've sort of freshened it up a little bit. But you know, there's a lot of things that's the same. I'm still Craig. You're still Greg.
I'm still Greg. I like it.
We're still here to give you some leadership content. There is something that I think people naturally gravitate toward when there's consistency, when they know what to expect, and especially leaders.
Yeah, the knowing what to expect. If you think about adrenaline and stress, knowing what to expect, yes. Adrenaline's great because they're gonna meet it and kill it.
Right.
The uncertainty just really produces stress, and it really kind of can paralyze some people. Your wife's a very good baker. Karen's a very good baker. And one of the things that, you know, people that get the goodies, you know, that they make is, oh, the consistency of your chocolate chip cookie is amazing, or the consistency of your pumpkin squares. I think that is one of the biggest goals of a leader, not to be inconsistent, but to be consistent for the other person. Mm-hmm. That's really what it's about, right? It's when you're consistent at home or at church or at work or in the community, people are more comfortable.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, Craig's here. I know what to expect. What a comfort.
Yes. Well, I mean, just think about walking in. If every day your team has to walk in kind of going, wonder what it's going to be like today, how you're not having your productive work. You're not having your best team because they're still wondering, like, which game do we have to play today to get around this thing? But when they know the consistency, like, I know what's expected of me, I know how the what the environment's going to be like, I know what resources I'm going to have, and you can just walk in and just deal with that. That puts you are miles ahead with your team right from the very beginning of the day, as opposed to like the inconsistency.
Like knowing what you're going to get, right? I had a boss originally and then a partner, and it was a mood. Like, what's the mood?
Yeah.
You know, what's, oh, no, not today. Okay. I mean, it was just that inconsistency. And we had a prior episode about memorable. His memorable was negative. Mm. You know, like, I don't talk to him. He's not in a good mood today.
Yeah.
We still have stuff to do. We still have 100 plus people that work with us. We have clients all over America. I don't have time for moody. But I think the consistency is such a precious metal, you know, as we're trying to build a company.
Yep.
Like you said, they know what to expect. That starts everywhere. That's at home, you know, for you and Betsy, or at church, you know, or at work. Or so I just think, and kids, you know, like you're in the school system, so is Betsy. Like, kids just need to know, you know, Mr. Owens, he always brings his best. Even if you don't feel like, I want to bring my best today, I wouldn't mind having a day off, you know.
Right.
So I just think that's a challenge. What do you think the message is to someone who, when you're not consistent?
Selfish.
Ooh.
When you're not consistent, what you're saying is that everything is going to ride on what I want, what I feel. I'm not into it today. And then everybody else is, you get on my wavelength, you get on my level. Whereas, like, today, like, literally today, I'm in a setting with three people, leaders. We have to deal with something that's kind of yucky. And as we get ready to walk out of there, I happen to be the one by the door. So I'm controlling the speed that other people can leave the room. And before I opened the door all the way, I said, everybody, deep breath, let this go. Because there's some people outside this door that need us to be our best. Don't bring this yucky meeting and these feelings from this meeting, don't bring it outside of this room.
Yeah.
Deep breath. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. And because we want to be consistent for them. And sometimes you got to deal with some stuff, but don't take that out on everybody that's around you.
you know, you can, like, that's a school setting, you know, take a sports setting. So, you know, Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff. This year they had 17 games. They, you know, didn't make the playoffs. They, you know, pretty much, you know, won half, lost half. Two games out of 17, he played below his talents. The other 15, he was consistent as all get out. It was just other aspects of the Lions that, sure. Or it could have been a referee. But he's consistent. You know, he's top five in a lot of the categories. He's just really consistent. And that's, you can go to a restaurant. You know, we've been out as couples, and you go to a restaurant, you're like, this is really good food, isn't it? Yeah, it's always good food. And what a message as a restaurateur. Like, right. Yeah, I come here and I get, you know, chicken linguine, and it's amazing every time.
Right.
So you have not been surprised with a, the noodles were soggy, or
you know what, I love that, because I mean, think about as a leader, if you struggle with inconsistency, I mean, think about if you were going to a restaurant, you're inviting a colleague and say, hey, let's go out to lunch at this place. What's the food like? Boy, I never know. Every day.
Yeah, never know.
You're not inviting somebody to go to that restaurant. So why would you expect your teammates then to come in with their best if they don't know what they're going to get?
You know, you can have it at home. You can have it at work. You know, just like walking on eggshells, like, you know, is he in a good mood? You know, it's just not worth it. It's, and you lose the people. You know, you become memorable for the wrong side. But yeah. Consistency takes effort. You talked about, you know, a selfishness. So I feel you kind of have to get it right. Like, all right, I got to start my day right. I got to have devotions. I've got my routine. Yep. You know, maybe have a decent breakfast. You know, talk to my wife. You know, just go do all the things to make sure you're going to enter the game at work or wherever well.
Yep.
And that just enables you to be more consistent. And I think the part for, you know, successful leaders, you're like, I'll guarantee she or he is consistent.
Yep.
I mean, there are other things, you know, but consistency is like, well, I know what I'm going to get and I love it. She's amazing, or he's amazing to work for.
Well, I tell you, you know, that's for me, my most important part is my morning routine.
It is.
You are very good. And when there's occasions that morning routine has been interrupted and it's inconsistent for me, I feel it. Ooh. All day long. I'm like, something is just not.
Yeah.
I you know, and then like sometimes I've caught myself later on. Oh, I know. Because I didn't do my normal thing this morning.
I think, Craig, for some of the viewers and listeners, you know, being rigid isn't necessarily a guarantee of being consistent, but recognizing, being self-aware, like, so why am I feeling a little off? Oh, I know why, because I just had a granola. I didn't give myself enough time to have a good breakfast or whatever it is. Or, you know, I just sort of ran through the motions on devotions. Maybe that's the emptiness. But I just think for the routine in the morning, that's how you start your day, kind of how the day goes.
Yep.
And you only have a little bit to correct it during the day. You don't get much chance. I mean, you're busy. I'm busy. It's like, I probably could do a little bit self-adjustment. Yep. But why do you think consistency, selfishness, maybe a routine or discipline, what are people looking for from the leader to be consistent? How does that help them as your associate or your teammate?
Sure. Well, I think that part of the consistency has to be towards what end? Like, why are we here? You know, whether it's a for-profit or a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could say for-profit, we're here to make money if that's your sole goal. But nonprofit, you know, what's our mission? Well, if every day is very inconsistent, then you have to start going, well, are we actually moving towards that?
That's very good.
Are we going to get to that destination that we're looking at?
Measurable.
Right. Yeah. So the consistency is going to go a long way towards helping people say, hey, this is where we're going. Yeah. You know, 'cause when it's hard, you know, the things are tough. But I still know where we're going.
Right. I think expectations of the, you know, associates, followers, teammates, whatever, you know, terminologies you want to use. They need that routine too. When you come into the office or to work, Oh, Mr. Owens is here. He's good. It almost centers them, even if they didn't have the routine.
Sure.
You really don't understand the full impact of being consistent when, you know, you wish to be consistent. Others are expecting it or respond to it.
Sure.
So and we talked about the word moody, you know, which is a, you know, another whole thing, but I think just a roller coaster, like some, you know, there's a lot of pressure on leaders.
Yeah.
And if, you know, the pressure cooker gets going there, they can be a little quick.
Yep.
Or a little, you know, turt, or just a little bit.
Well, you pulled up a quote. It's a 2,000-year-old quote, at
it
least.
Is. Yeah. Yeah.
That goes right along with it. Share that quote.
Well, it's Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellent then isn't an act, it's a habit.
Right.
And your routine, what I wish to do in routine and kind of set myself up to be, I want to be my best for people. I don't want to be my best for my computer.
Right.
And
so consistent habits result in excellence.
Yeah. It's not an act. You can't fake it. You know, you're true blue. I've been around people that weren't. Like, you know, it kind of depends on their mood. Like, had a good weekend, didn't have a good weekend.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We can tell because of the way you're acting.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you just blew up at the janitor, or you blew up at the receptionist. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I think the consistency sets the tone. It's, to me, it is one of the biggest influences on culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for people to feel, He's good again today. I'm going to see, maybe not tomorrow.
Right.
And then I love it when there's trouble in your consistency, which you show it. Amazing.
Then, right.
It's tested.
Yeah.
You know, it's like courage. You know, you don't have courage. It's tested. It's shown.
Sure.
You know? But I think Aristotle's quote, you know, I wasn't around when he was writing that, but I did have dirt floors in school, but whatever.
And outdoor plumbing.
Well, us boys would go outside anyway, do our business and come back. But yeah, fortunately, there were shrubs by our school. But yeah, I just think it's a habit. It's something that you have to keep practicing.
Well, let me ask you a question then. It's not just any habit, right?
No.
You can't just go take this habit and this habit and I'm going to make that excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want excellence, work backwards from that. How would leaders think about what habits they need to put into place consistently to get to that excellence? What would be some of the considerations for the healthy habits, the consistent habits?
I think I've learned the hard way, working hard, burning the candle at both ends. I have to take care of myself.
Mm.
It's not selfish. I mean, that's how you started, you know, if you're not investing in yourself in order to be consistent and be an influencer for others so they can be all God created them to be, I got to take care of myself.
Yep.
And, can't burn the candle at both ends. I can't not work out, can't not eat healthy. Can't get on the phone and look at negative stuff. I need to build myself up on, you know, a good devotion or time with you at Bagels where we kind of sharpen each other's iron. I have to take care of myself. Otherwise, I will not be consistent.
Yep.
That's probably my first baseline, Craig. I don't know if you agree with that.
So mine's very similar. In the Gospel of Luke, so we know that Luke was a physician. And so he records something about the growth of Jesus that none of the other gospel writers record, which you would kind of expect from a doctor. It's Luke chapter 2, verse 52. He says, Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and in favor with men. With
mankind.
So I see in that the whole, he grew in stature. There's this physical health. He grew in wisdom. It's his mental health. He grew in favor with God's spiritual health, and he grew in his favor with people around him. There's his emotional
relational
or social
health. Yeah.
And so for me, what I want to do is I consciously, specifically, deliberately pick things I need to work on in all four of those areas. And that's a part of that morning routine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to make sure that physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, I am working on something in those four areas every morning that are going to strengthen me, the self-care that you talked about, so that I'm ready to be consistent when I step into a world that could be very topsy-turvy and inconsistent as far as some of the challenges that get thrown at us.
You know, I think, Craig, for a lot of leaders, you know, they can get caught in reports. Maybe a report comes in a little negative and they're just ready to blow a stack. And like, okay, blow a stack is going to motivate who? Like getting back to, you know, conversation of, you know, people aren't deaf. You don't have to yell at them, you know. But I think the consistency is, if you don't put it out there as a goal, you'll miss it. And then you have to really kind of evaluate, was I consistent for the five work days this week? Did I give them their best that they needed?
Yep.
You know, not my best, but their best. You know, there's just a lot of influences, biological, psychological, social, you know, but getting back to the question for me, where would I start? I'd start with myself. So if I'm depleted, sad, irritated, you know, disappointed, I'm not going to be as consistent. And I've been called out. It's quite funny. People are okay, safe to say, you okay today?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why?
And then I don't know. It's not the same as the last few days. You got something on your mind? Yeah. And so I think that's another piece of what the environment can kind of get at us. Sure. Sure. You know, you and Betsy get a call and it's you know, one of your kids and, you know, they're did something at school and you still have to go back to work. You still have to lead. You still have to make decisions.
Right.
You still have to serve. And I just think, you know, not putting myself first, but making myself a priority is really important. But some of the things you can't control,
right?
You know, environmental things. Certainly, you know, the phone is one that you're like, just put it down if it's negative. You know, it's going to affect your spirit. You know, and so that's what I've learned. Maybe you helped me as well, is just protect your spirit, because that's kind of where it comes from. Like someone asked the other day, where do you get your joy? What a great opportunity. So they saw consistency, like, hey, bro, how you doing? Tell me, break on your kids a minute. You do that all the time, Greg. Why?
Right.
Well, because you got kids. They're important to you. And if you can't break, who's going to break on your kids? So I just love it when people notice, you know, like, you're not yourself.
Yeah.
Check mark. Got it.
Yep.
And then you review, like, why am I not? So what have you found has helped you become more consistent and maybe challenge the listeners and audience how to find that one piece to kind of catch yourself? Like, I'm not consistent today, or I didn't do my best, you know?
Seriously, having somebody in your life is on a, they want the best.
Yeah.
They're continuing to grow and expand. And then, so they got something to give. And that's, so to find somebody that can be there in your corner and somebody that can say to you, hey, listen, you aren't your best right now. And have you thought about, have you tried? And I mean, we can do that to a certain extent. I think our coaching services help to a certain extent. But I think that, like, if I were to come in and coach anybody, one of the things I would probably say is, who do you have? You know, Craig is blessed to have a Greg. Do you have somebody like that? If not, you could start cultivating that relationship right now. And you know, maybe that's where we could even help as coaches.
Give some direction.
If we come in there. But that's, I mean, to have that person, that flesh and blood person that's right there that, that you can have that relationship with, it probably does more for me to stay consistent and to get better than any other book that I could read.
True. Or that's good. Yeah. Like that. You know, and I think there's, to reprieve Betsy for you, she can be that, but she's often the person receiving the inconsistency.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm just pooped. I'm a little grumpy.
I'm exhausted.
I'm just making something up, Craig. But so to have someone else say, hey, you got a minute? You know, we've done that where I'm thinking about something, or I had this argument, or I really got to talk to this person on this. You got a minute.
Yep.
You know, you've made yourself available at night. You know, both of us get up early in the morning. We've had texts where like, bro, just seize the day. Just love on kids.
Yep.
You're in a great role. And you're like, I am.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm a little tired. It's Thursday, but you know, Greg said, you know, yeah. Or he believes you can finish the week strong. It is a coach, you know, it's just personal. Sure. So iron sharpening iron is a good biblical word.
Yep.
Because you can point things out, but your goal is better. It isn't to squash the person. Like,
right.
I saw this flaw in you and you keep doing that. You're a loser. You know, right. That's, I'm not going to respond well to that.
No.
But I do think, you know, we talked about consistencies, you know, helping yourself with a routine, but just knowing that you got someone in your corner, like, oh, heck breaks loose. I'm calling them.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
I think that's something for leaders. And this is not a subject for today, but for most leaders, they don't have a corner person because they, you know, they're maybe put on a pedestal or can't really be real in the office. And, you know, a pastor can be that, a CEO of a big company with multiple locations. Yep. It's just hard to, you know, make sure you bring your best. And so I think that's what we want for the viewers and listeners.
Absolutely.
It's just be consistent for your kids, for your spouse, for people at your church, for your workplace, because when you retire or God calls you home, that's what's left is what was Craig to me?
Yep.
How did he behave to me? What did he mean to me? I think it's just a beautiful sentence. So consistency is not easy, and that's why it's a topic for us.
Well, consistency does take a lot of work, and we want to help you with every aspect of your leadership growth. So I did mention earlier, maximizeleadership.com. You can find some information on our coaching page there. You can find some books that can help resource you. You can find some past episodes of the Craig and Greg Show. Those are all great. We want to step in a lot of places in your life just to help you get better so that you can help the people around you get better. And it's going to start with that consistency. And if we can help with our coaching, we would love to be able to do that to maybe help you put some healthy habits into place, some consistent habits, as Aristotle said, so you can move towards excellence. That's what we're here for. So poke around on the website, fill out the form if you'd like to on the coaching page and just tell us, hey, this is what I'm struggling with, or this is where I'd like to go. And we will read that and we'll get in touch with you and we'll suggest a plan of action, maybe a coach that could work alongside you. We'd love to hear some feedback from you as well. So please keep your comments coming, keep your suggestions coming towards us of maybe topics that you'd like us to cover, questions that you have in leadership. We want to resource you. When you get better, everybody around you gets better. That makes us better as well. That is that iron sharpening iron that Greg mentioned earlier. So keep coming back because we got lots more great content that's going to be coming your way real soon so that you can be the very best leader.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.